Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As a mysterious spiky-haired man once said, time is like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. It can go this way, it can go that way, it can go backwards and forwards, and yes, it can even eat its own tail, spinning a big circle and creating a time loop. Doctor Who and time loops go way, way back, with the earliest classic Doctors and the newest New Who Doctors encountering them at various points. From a production standpoint, reusing the same locations, costumes, and sets obviously makes things cheaper, and from a story standpoint, the time loop is just a fun gimmick to throw in there. So it's no surprise that we've seen plenty of them over the years. Whether these loops are the focal point of their episodes, or whether they're just seen briefly or only mentioned in passing, Doctor Who has more than a few brilliant, crazy examples of them. With that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, and these are the 10 craziest Doctor Who time loops. Number 10. Something's Gone Wibbly. The Lodger. The TARDIS is famous for having a mind of its own, not only taking the Doctor and his friends where they want to go, but also where they need to go. Even so, it still came off as a little bit rude when the old machine shoved the 11th Doctor out of its doors at the start of Series 5's The Lodger. Well, if we're being completely fair, then the TARDIS wasn't exactly in control during this episode. A nearby spaceship had caused all kinds of temporal and spatial disturbances, and in fact, the situation is so dire that the Doctor has to take the rather drastic step of living with James Corden. These disturbances involve TARDIS malfunctions, that aforementioned shove, and most relevant to this video, a couple of small time loops. One with an exploding beer can after the Doctor plays a football match with Craig and his mates, and another with Craig repeating the phrase, "People are dying up there," as his girlfriend Sophie falls victim to the spaceship's autopilot. Neither of these time loops last very long, and they don't have any damaging effects. But nonetheless, they were fun ways to depict the disturbances caused by the ship. Number 9. Axos Apprehended, The Claws of Axos. The closing moments of 1971's The Claws of Axos sees the third Doctor dealing with that titular alien menace, who plans to drain the Earth of all its energy. Well, not on the Doctor's watch. The Time Lord cunningly traps both Axos and himself in a time loop, but he soon manages to escape, leaving the villain to fester. And because this is the last time Axos has been seen in a TV story, we can only assume that he's still stuck in that loop, reliving those same moments over and over and over again. This serial also sees the Doctor give the most lackluster explanation of a time loop you could possibly imagine, telling the Brigadier that a time loop is, it's a time loop. One passes continually through the same points in time. Number 8. The Trickster's Loop, The Wedding of Sarah Jane Smith. As the name implies, the Trickster is a tricky bugger, able to manipulate the fabric of time for his own sinister needs. When he isn't creating bleak alternate timelines where the Doctor is dead and the Earth is a wasteland, he's trapping the Sarah Jane Adventures gang in a time loop. And even worse, he's doing it on Sarah Jane's wedding day, because he's a bit of a dick with absolutely no respect for the sanctity of marriage. This occurs during the aptly titled two-part story, The Wedding of Sarah Jane Smith. And it isn't just a single loop. It's two of them. Luke, Clyde, Rani, K-9 and the guest starring 10th Doctor are trapped in a single second, while Sarah Jane is trapped in another separate second, allowing the Trickster to keep them all hostage. It speaks volumes of the Trickster's power that he is able to create such a strong, specific time loop. And it's only with the help of the TARDIS and some rather useful Artron energy that our heroes are able to break free. Number 7. River on repeat. The Big Bang. Though the thought of being stuck in a time loop sounds like a complete nightmare, River's Song once found the concept to be an absolute lifesaver. Quite literally. Series 5 finale The Big Bang is a story of true wibbly-wobbly proportions, with the universe coming to an end and the TARDIS going kaboom. Caught up in that latter slice of carnage is River herself, who was stuck inside the Doctor's time-travelling supervehicle when it started exploding in the previous episode. But because the TARDIS is an absolute legend, it doesn't just allow River to perish. Oh no. Instead, it enacts the emergency protocol and puts her in a time loop, forcing her to live out her final moments on repeat. Again, that might sound like a total nightmare, and well, it probably is, but this loop keeps River alive, giving the 11th Doctor enough time to figure out a way to save her, which he does with the help of a handy vortex manipulator. And how does she repay him? She shoots off his bloody fez. Surely a simple thank you for not letting me die would have sufficed. Number 6. Flies trapped in amber. Megloss. The villain Megloss was a rather prickly customer, aiming to acquire an immense power source called the Dodecahedron, intending to use it to conquer and destroy worlds. But where there's an evil plot, there's a rogue Time Lord to save the day. Or in this instance, two rogue Time Lords, with the 4th Doctor and Romana being the only people in the universe able to bring Megloss's tyranny to an end. But since Megloss doesn't fancy being thwarted, he devises a sly scheme to stop the pair in their tracks. He traps them in a time loop, forcing them to live through the same sequence of events, repairing K-9 inside the TARDIS on repeat. Flies trapped in amber, he calls it, practically twirling his moustache as he watches his victims on a monitor. Fortunately though, the Doctor is infinitely more sly than most beings in the universe, and it doesn't take him long to figure out a simple way to break the cycle. Instead of waiting for the loop to start afresh, he and Romana perform their opening actions in the middle of the current loop, essentially breaking it via the art of confusion. A short while later, and Megloss is blown to pieces, but for a while, he had the Doctor beat, which is an accomplishment that very few villains have achieved.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Number 5. It's Raining Ponds. Time. Multiple versions of Amy Pond. What could possibly go wrong? Well, as proved by The Girl Who Waited and the conclusion of The Almost People, quite a lot. But several months before those episodes aired, writer Stephen Moffat gave the Scottish firecracker a much more light-hearted doppelganger story, in the form of Time. a two-part minisode produced for Comic Relief in 2011. When the clumsy yet lovable Rory Pond inadvertently causes the 11th Doctor's TARDIS to materialise inside itself, a loop is created, wherein our three main characters bump into future versions of themselves, versions that are only seconds ahead. Amy starts flirting with her counterpart, Rory is just confused by the whole thing, and the Doctor naturally uses his future self's knowledge to help him solve the problem, learning that the wibbly lever will revert things back to normal. As well as being truly bonkers, Time might be one of the best loop stories the show has ever delivered. This being a charity special, the intent was simply to have a laugh, and it's hard not to smile watching our characters react to such a baffling situation. Number 4. Planet of the Loops, Image of the Fendal. Unlike the prior entries on this list, the time loop in the Image of Fendal isn't restricted to one small location. It's wrapped around an entire planet. In this serial, another starring the Fourth Doctor, we learn that the Time Lords have placed Planet 5, the Fendal's homeworld, into a time loop, because they were concerned about the Fendal's world-ending capabilities. Though the Time Lords' actions are fairly understandable, the Doctor angrily describes the loop as criminal, because it means that all memory of the planet has vanished, and all of its data made permanently invisible. On a separate occasion, Gallifreyan tech was also used to place the Vardan homeworld into a time loop, as mentioned by the Fourth Doctor in The Invasion of Time. With great power comes great responsibility, and as evidenced by their willy-nilly attitude towards messing with other planets, the Time Lords clearly don't care too much about the responsibility bit. Number 3. Dalek Paradise, Eve of the Daleks. For a species that loves nothing more than exterminating everything in front of them, time loops are absolutely perfect. Stuck in one place with the same helpless victims slaughtering them over and over and over again, it's a Dalek's favourite sport. The 2022 New Year's Day special Eve of the Daleks was exactly that, with the universe's least favourite Pepper Potts stuck inside a time loop storage facility alongside the 13th Doctor, Yaz, Dan, and a couple of cannon fodder civilians. Well, actually, this is that rare occasion where everyone is cannon fodder, even the Doctor and her companions, since the whole point is to use each loop to gather information on how to ultimately break it. Cue a lot of exterminating, a lot of dying, and not much New Year cheer with these ruthless executioner Daleks putting their frankly rather awesome Gatling-style laser guns to very good use. Indeed, Eve of the Daleks doesn't exactly break new ground with these iconic villains, but watching them wreck shop for an hour or so is undeniably quite enjoyable. Number 2. Deathloop, Heaven Sent. While this one isn't a time loop in the traditional sense, it's close enough. And more importantly, there'd be riots on the streets if we didn't mention Heaven Sent in a list like this. Like Eve of the Daleks, the cynical format of this story is best described as a death loop, with the Doctor spending each of his lives figuring out a way to break the cycle. Each time he dies, he retains the information from his previous life, allowing him to make a small amount of progress each and every time. Regardless of how you define the Heaven Sent loop, there's no doubt that it's the most creative use of the concept in the show's history, with a story as layered as an onion and drama as heavy as a double-decker bus. Add in an atmosphere setting and a corker of a villain, and this is Doctor Who's definitive loop-based story. Not that there's many contenders for that incredibly niche category, but hey, a win's a win. Number 1. Loop Across the Universe, The Armageddon Factor. Heaven Sent might be the best story on this list, but in terms of scale and power of a singular loop, The Armageddon Factor's universe-spanning loop takes the cake. The key to time is responsible for this one. It's one of the most powerful items in Doctor Who lore, used by the Guardians to maintain the very fabric of time itself. So given its timey-wimey properties, it's no surprise that the key is capable of whipping up a cheeky time loop, which is exactly what the Fourth Doctor uses it for in this 1979 serial. Here, the Doctor and Romana are on a mission to collect the key's scattered pieces, but along the way they must stop the warmongering Marshal of Atrios as he tries to attack his neighbouring planet of Zeos. Solution? Trap him in a time loop! The Doctor uses the key to time to generate this loop, but because the device is incomplete at this point, the effects of the loop inadvertently reach across the entire universe, prompting the Doctor to utter a rather fabulous quip. Just imagine, Somewhere, someone's just slipped on a banana skin, and he'll be wondering forever when he's going to hit the ground. Fortunately, everything soon reverts back to normal, allowing Banana Man to hit the ground with a ruddy, great wallop.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.